Okay, we're gonna read the spot now, right? Yeah, we're gonna read some spot. We're gonna read some fucking erotics.
Erotics.
Yeah. Oh my god, yeah! Put that down! Put the glass down, you heathen!
How funny is it? I can't do nothing.
Jesus.
I'm joking.
Oh my god, thank god this story's off, like, it's available offline. Oh my god.
What? The story is it?
Okay, yeah, it's hell yeah, Kinky Powers by Post Mo. Chapter 1, America, BDSM.
One of my favorite characters that I love. Not even like a sexual way, I just genuinely loved him. America.
You stood out the front of America's house. He had driven you to his home and let you, like, he had driven you to his home and let you bask out in the outside.
I just imagine him.
Yeah, she's doing the fucking power stance.
Yeah. Or she's T-posing because
she's her dominance. The cool night, the beautiful gardens, the twinkly stars. He's doing.
America's gonna have
soon
to be the fucking coronavirus. That's it.
Yeah, he's gonna have the fucking
coronavirus. We're all gonna die. It's coming towards Ohio.
Stinky.
Like, we're being literally cornered by the coronavirus. I just imagine Ohio's like, ah!
Fucking crackheads. Alright, he turned to you with a sweet smile. So, wait, what are we gonna do about the fucking names?
Let's put our names together.
Mandy.
Wait, or both of our, my middle name and your name's Maria, so just put Maria.
Okay. I'm gonna put my nickname that my cousins call me.
Maria.
No. So, Maria, how you feeling? You returned his gesture.
You wanna go to the dolphin?
Yes.
Okay.
With a more nervous smile. Kind of nervous. I can't believe you guys are making me do this. I'll do it for the fucking elementary, I swear.
In front of 2-year-olds, yeah.
Yes.
From Marcus.
Yeah, no, not.
Your mom.
No! We gotta pause this because it's...
I can't read it in front of people.
Wait, hold on.
This one?
Alright, back to the story. Okay, Where did we leave off? Yes. English. Okay, he walked up to you and cupped your face, tracing his thumbs over your cheeks. I promise you, you have nothing to worry about. Nothing.
When he says that, you know you're going to ride.
Yeah. Eventually, you smiled, feeling more relaxed. Feeling more relaxed in his presence. Okay, you have to read then.
Which one are you at?
Right here.
Took a deep breath, and before you knew it, you were in blindfolds. What? Rah! Anyway. I'm sorry. He cooed next to your ear. No, this wasn't a blindfold. It was a full head mask. He pat you like you were his affectionate pet. Trust in me. Would I ever hurt you? Your body shook from this sudden surprise. You just dealt with your chest racing and falling fast. Soon enough, you were able to calm down. You'd be a little shaken. No. Know what he ordered, his voice commanding you, not harsh. He gripped your chin with his hand, firmly moving you so that you were, looking at him. Though you couldn't see from the mask, from here on out, you'll refer me as master. Do you understand? Slave! On God! Wait, oh God! Yes, master. But,
Just remember to say pedestrians outside.
Yes.
You have to stop reading. Alright, because we can't read it. It's kind of looked down, but it's kind of looked down, Mom, by a society. Mom, read Veronica that loud.
America led you on a journey, as in walk from what? This person who wrote this isn't very good at English.
Wait, hold on. America led you on a journey, as in a walk from the front gates to his home, and then some, yeah. You can tell you went downstairs.
So, a basement?
Yes. He came behind you and helped you get into a kneeling position. Placing your hands folded neatly in your lap before making the big reveal. Your eyes widened significantly at the view.
Oh, man, I can't sleep.
There was a room with various different instruments.
Instruments.
Trombone.
And I
take you pause. Because I had a pause. Anyways, chairs was cuffs. Walls was weapons of seduction. Things hanging from the roof.
Russia.
No. Shut the fuck up, I'm trying to read. Master, is this BDSM? Mm-hmm. This is going forward. Okay. He smiled and pulled your hair back, doing it for you. Yes, my slave. The states have the largest proportion of people into this king. Dominant and submissive, whatever. What's the twist of pleasure and pain? But don't worry, we won't go hardcore. Tostinos. You want to wait here to cross, or should we just? Actually, no. No, we're gonna go to Cells, because they have Swoosh. No?
Yeah, they do.
But I haven't seen it, but we're still we're going to Cells. Probably more. No. Fine. Making this a longer walk than I have to. Please stop having strokes while I'm trying to read. Okay, where was I? I like how there's a child in the car reading this. I lost track of where I was reading.
That's good.
No.
Yes.
Okay. He came to your front once he was happy with your hair and bent down to that his face was in front of yours. Yes, I'm good at English. Yeah. He cupped your cheeks and peered into your soul, his blue eyes swirling with desire as he exhaled dreamily. Surely you have been able to see some side of me like this during all of our years together.
It took you saying like, wait, what is that? Oh, we're going here.
Yeah, clearly. You mean like with your overpowering dominance during war and even now, you asked?
Yes.
Yes.
He just makes his straightest face.
Yes. He smirked and stood up straight, walking away and past the red curtain, which failed to cover his trace. Okay, we have to stop now. We're in public.